Hello, everyone. This is Chris Kerner of what is formerly known as Kerner's Corner, but what is now changing to the Kerner Office, or as you might pronounce it incorrectly, the Corner Office. My last name is hard to spell, hard to pronounce, but it's really just Kerner, like Turner with a K. The O is silent. But one of my newsletter subscribers had the idea to name it the Kerner Office or the Corner Office, however you want to say it. But I didn't get this idea until like last week. And I heard it and I was like, that's a banger. That's it. Kerner's Corner is fine. I like it because it's broad enough to where I can talk about anything. But it's just better because like Kerner's Corner, it doesn't convey business or entrepreneurship at all. It's just my name. But the Kerner Office is business, right? You get it immediately. And so I bought the domains. I got all the social handles and I'm just going to change it. We're only 6 weeks in. Is this a 10-week test? Yes, but I'm pretty much just going to keep going with it because you guys are loving it. And my podcast downloads specifically are going up and up and up significantly every week, and which means you guys are coming back to listen and you must be sharing organically, which is perfect. And I greatly appreciate it. So thank you very much. The content's not changing. So don't worry. It's okay. I'm going to keep doing these call-in shows. I think they're going to do the best, but I'm also always going to experiment. If you read my newsletter, I always like to say, test everything except drugs. I'm going to test everything. I want to interview business owners about their partnership and like kind of be a partnership therapist in just like one episode or two and see how it goes. I want to do like exposés on guru scammers and like call them out publicly and hopefully get my friend at the Wall Street Journal to write about them. I think that's fun. Like I really love calling out scammers and like diving deep and doing stuff like that. And then I'm also going to find the owner of a failing local business here in DFW and just kind of, I don't know if you follow Caleb Hammer, but he does like, he's kind of like Dave Ramsey, but more aggressive and he digs into people's finances and it's good entertainment. I'm not an aggressive person, but I would love to try to fix someone's failing business. I think it would make for a great thing to do and make for great content as well. So I'd love to sit a business owner down, look at his balance sheet, his P&L, talk about marketing, talk about his employees. I think that'd be good content. So I want to see if you guys like that. And then I just want to try other stuff too. I'm always going to want to try stuff, different stuff. But the flagship will always be the weekly episodes like I'm doing now, like the live call and business advice. So yeah, fear not. Nothing's changing except the name. I think it's a better name. You might disagree. If so, I'm sorry. But let me know. Like if you're on Spotify, you can like go into Spotify and leave a comment. Like there's a question that says, what did you think of this episode? You can just answer there or you can email me, chris@cofounders.com. I want to know what you think of the name change. I have all the domains and I think it's a winner. I think it's better. And I also changed the cover art as you noticed. So yeah, anyway, this is a short message, but I just wanted you guys to know. And thank you for listening and sharing with your friends. And subscribing, if you haven't subscribed yet, like that is the biggest needle mover on the rankings. And I would love to climb up the rankings so I can organically get more listeners as well. And the best way to do that is not leaving a review, although I do appreciate that. It's just following on Apple or subscribing on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast. So love you guys. Thank you. Bye.